هذا السمتم. And beginning of Parashat Kisava, the Chumash has the din of Bikurim. The din of Bikurim is obviously in their eyes. The din of Chumash and Maikrofa is in their eyes. The Gemara says that in the Gemara is not very clearly that in Eger HaYardin, the Reuben, God, and Chas HaShem, Ham and Asher were the din of Chumash and Maikrofa and Atayra. The Shomerach has a long Arifat in the Sefer Dech, Bikudech, he has a long arichas to prove that the chi of Chumas and Isis and Eva Hayarden is there. Is there Isis? The shaila is whether Bikurim was noyig in Eva Hayarden or not. I had a kedusha toras menater and I had all the mitzvot to Yisbara. So what about Bikurim? So the Tanoim and Mishnayim Bikurim have a machlokes about that. So one Tana says that Bikurim was not noyig in Eva Hayarden. And the Yerushalmi gives two reasons. The Mishnah gives one reason for that Tana, and the Yerushalmi gives another reason for the Tana. The reason given by the Mishnah is that in order to be chayiv and bikurim, the Chumash says that you have to live in Eretz Yisrael called Advash. It doesn't say you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. By the Yena Lamakam Azel Yisraelan Otoros Azel Eretz Yisrael called Advash. So the question is whether Eva Hayarden is called Eretz Yisrael called Advash. But this Tana, the way the Mishnah quotes this Tana is that even though Eva Hayarden had Kedusha Torah, but it's not considered Eretz Yisrael Kol Levav. It's only the Eretz Yisrael proper. In other words, it's just a lower level of Kedusha Torah, something missing in Eva Hayarden. The Ram Nidorim has a long arichas for that, has a little arichas, and the Nachlein have a long arichas based on that Ram Nidorim, that all the Kedusha Torah only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And Eva Hayarden even though it has Kedusha Torah, but the Kedusha Torah don't apply. And the Yerushalmi gives a different time for this Tana in the Mishnah Bikurim, why he claims that Mitzvah's Bikurim doesn't apply to Eva Hayarden, because you one is only chayiv in Bikurim if he lives in Eretz Yisrael Hashem Asata Li Hashem. Rata Hinehi Beis Yisrael Hashem Hashem Asata Li Hashem, which you are given me. Rata Eva Hayarden Shinat Bo Meyatzman. But Eva Hayarden they asked for. Reuben and God, they asked for Eva Hayarden. It's not that Hashem gave it to them. They wouldn't have asked, so they wouldn't have got. So the Yerushalmi says, what's the difference between the reason given by the Mishnah as opposed to the reason given by the Braiser? Why that Tana holds that there's no mitzvah between the Eva Hayarden? Whether it's because it's not Eretz Yisrael Kol Advash, or because it's Ba'adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem Prat Le Eva Hayarden Shinot Lo Meyatzmam. The Yerushalmi says the difference is, what about Prat Yisrael Kol Advash? That's in the Pesukim in the end of Chumash Bamidbar with a Tiyur, that Reuben and God originally were the ones who were requesting to take the Chelek in Eva Hayarden. They didn't want to take an Eretz Yisrael. And then after Moshe Rabbeinu, it sounds like Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe wasn't involved in the request. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Musa and he said no. And then he asked the Rebbeinu Shomben, he said yes, and he made a Tanai, decided to go to Reuben. And after making the Tanai to God, after agreeing to Reuben and God, then Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe jumped on the bandwagon and he said, okay, so maybe we'll go along also. But since they didn't request initially, only after Moshe Rabbeinu had already agreed, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they asked. So that is called Ha'adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem. That's what the Yisrael Mishra.
Did Chatzis Shevet
Hashem really ask, wasn't
there never should said that Moshe asked that Chatzis Shevet Hashem go to Eva Hayarden in order to learn to find Torah or something like that?
Is that
valid? No, so I'm saying that it was Asi HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Pi.
That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe never requested initially. The one who requested was Reuben and God. The Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe got later. That is called Ha'adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem.
Reuben and God wouldn't have, they wouldn't have done anything. So that land would have been divided up like everything else, and it would have, so what was divided up was our own tithe and what they asked for.
That's what it sounds like from the Yerushalmi. That's what the Yerushalmi interprets in that time. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Tumas and Isis was only their right to the Zman Baris Rishon. And the Zman Hazer, the mother says the Tumas and Zman Hazer. And Ksudas later in the second part, Tumas and Zman Hazer love their right. And based on the first part, Tumas and Zman Hazer love their right. What does it mean, the Zman Hazer? So the Pashup Shat Menor Yisharim Lam Bizman Hazeh means after the Churban Bayis Sheni, after the year 70, that the Kedusha Taurus was Batlo. But the Rambam doesn't sound like that. The Rambam learns that Bizman Hazeh means Afilu Bimei Ezra. Afilu Bizman Bayis Sheni, the Rambam learns at the end of Perek Aleph, and it's a Truman, the Truman was only the Rabbanim. That is exactly why. What is the reasoning of the Rambam? The different uses in the Rambam. One calls the Pasuk. The question is if the Pasuk has nothing to do with Tumah. The Pasuk is by Challah. The question is what is the Rambam driving us? So the different uses. Some of them are via the Rambam, some leave the Rambam the way it is. Based on the Girsa that we have and the suggested Girsa that took shot in what the Rambam is talking about. So based on that whole discussion, the Kli Chemda has a discussion in the state on Parshas Kisav. According to the Rambam, was the Redin of Bikurim Mizban Bayis Sheni Mizeraisi? Mizerabanam, it certainly was. The Mishnah is talking about Bikurim. The Mishnah is not speaking about Bayis Rishon, it's talking about Bayis Sheni. So it's clear the Mishnah is speaking about people bringing Bikurim. They describe the way the pilgrims brought Bikurim Mizban Bayis Sheni. So the question is, was that Bikurim the Raisa or was that Bikurim the Rabbanam? The Chemda has a time that he says, how in the world can anybody in his right mind say that that's Bikurim the Rabbanam? The Gemara says in Baba Basra and Daf Peyalas that when you have Bikurim the Rabbanam, you get involved in all kinds of complications, and you have a problem of Hashem Trumas and Mises, a problem of Tevel. If an Atera the stuff is Bikurim, so Bikurim is part of the Trumas and Mises. If an Atera the Bikurim is Nishkin Bikurim, it's only Bikurim of the Rabbanon. And then you have to cover the problem of Rishon of Tevel, you have to not with Trumas and Mises, the whole Asik. And it doesn't say anywhere that Bizman Bayis Sheni, they treated all Bikurim as Bikurim the Rabbanon, with that process of bringing Bikurim, that you have to be Mafrish and the problem of Mikro Bikurim, how do you do Mikro Bikurim if it's Menatera, it's really Chulim Ba'azara? How do you have Mikro Bikurim? Because the Pasuk Pshat and all the Mishnah says that Bikurim is Man Bayis Sheni was there, like, very far-fetched to assume that just like the Rambam claimed, just like the Rambam Shita was, that Shumas and Maitu, was only the Rabbanon is Man Bayis Sheni, so Bikurim should also be the Rabbanon.
Maybe the reason why Rabbanon's
so therefore?
So,
mean that's a proof. How did the Rambam have a proof? He doesn't need any proof. The Rambam says, Truma Bizman Hazeh the Rabban. The Rambam interprets Bizman Hazeh means Bizman Bayis Sheni. Not Bizman Hazeh after the year 70. Why would the Gzeila? The Gemara says you make takonis the Rabbanim in the area of Dinimam, it's based on Hefkedez and Hefken. It's not called Zela. It's not a problem of Ekarach Lako before the Asim. The Gemara says Yeshach Lako before the Asim in Dinimam is because Hefkedez and Hefken. It's not the problem of Yeshach Lako. In Bikurim there are two mitzvahs. Either two parts to the mitzvah, the money on the account, there are two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Havoaz Bikurim, and one mitzvah is Mikra Bikurim. Mishnah has that sometimes Yesh Mizim the Enim Torah. Some people only have the mitzvah of Havoaz Bikurim and they don't have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But in order to have the mitzvah of Havoaz Bikurim, you have to have Vadam Hashem Asat Ali Hashem. And in order to have Mikra Bikurim, you also have to have, it says in Parashat Mishpatim, the two mitzvahs are written in the two Pesukim. Parashat Mishpatim says, Reishis Bikurim Yadnos Chotobi Beis Hashem HaKefa V'Sarashu V'Li B'Chalei V'Mah. So there is the Pesuk of Chotobi Beis Hashem HaKefa. Havoaz Bikurim, Afrosha B'Havoaz. And in today's Seder is a mitzvah, and Kistova is a mitzvah of Mikro Bikurim. So there it says, Reishis Bikurim Yadnos Chot, has to be Yadnos Chot. That if I just go, I own an apartment, or I rent an apartment in Yerushalayim, and I buy fruit from the store, so I'm not Chayim Bikurim. Not only are you not Chayim Mikro Bikurim, you're not Chayim Havoaz Bikurim, because it's not called Yadnos Chot. It didn't go like here. Then in order to be chayiv, in Mikru Bikurim you have to have that it should be more. Adam Hashem Asat Ali Hashem, you have to have more than Admon Skot. In the Gemara, in Baba Basra, in the second Perek, and in other places, in the Shnai Yitad, in the beginning of Bikurim, you have Chiluk Edin, and when is it sufficient to be considered Admon Skot, to be chayiv and Havor, but it's not sufficient to be called Adam Hashem Asat Ali Hashem, you have to have more bailas. And when is it considered that he has so much bailas that he's even chayiv in Mikru Bikurim? So there's a very strange, possible machlokes harishanim. What about havoaz bikurim in shnat hashmita? Next year is the shmita year. What's the din of havoaz bikurim? That's what it says on the calendar. Next year is the shmita year. Not everybody agrees. Many person hold that this year is the shmita year, and many hold that last year. Go hold that this year is the shmita year. You know? Yeah. The grow past is a this year shmita. Another shem hold that last year was shmita. three possibilities, Tashim Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zachar. And the calendar says that you follow the Minik HaGoyim that the Rambam quotes. Even though the Rambam says he doesn't understand why they said it, but the Rambam says we should follow them. But they say that next year is the Shnat HaShmita. So assuming that next year is Shnat HaShmita, is the Regina Bikurim. The 12th month is not Beis HaMikdash, there is no Bikurim. Because it says in the Pasuk Tavli, Reishis Bikuriyat Moshe Tavli Beis HaShem Alakecha, the only Matthew Bikurim, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And there's even a Machlokes HaTanaim in the very end of Masech HaShkolim, the last line in the last Mishnah, Masech HaShkolim, what's the din of somebody's Mafrish Bikurim is Dan Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. If you're Mafrish HaChatzos Oren Oshono and Oilo or Kodim Pesach, the din is that it's Chatz, the Chai HaChatzos Oren. You're not Chai and HaChatzos, you're not Bob and Eber and the Dover, so it's not Chal either. But if somebody, let's say, knows he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoik, he's a Meloha Deraitse, and he's Mafrish HaChatzos, it's Chal, this was Big Dusha, even though he's unable to be Mafrish, the cause of his man Ozer. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the first Perek, that it's Oshma the Rabbah, and they Magdish, and they Malich, and his man Ozer, it's forbidden. To be magdish any korbanos, or magdish any money, any property, be managed. Mishum chashash takola. What are you going to do with it? Somebody will be nenem in a hegdish. Somebody will violate the eastern meal of the hegdish, and be an averik. And the rabbanim forbid everybody from being magdish anything. But what's the din if someone wants to have me? Was magdish? It is more than what it is. Cop. But what if somebody is magdish? Bikurim is managed. So that's a machleket satanoi in the end of shkol. The one time the darshan from that pasuk, it's only based on Rashi and darshan from the Talmud. Tali based Hashem on the kecha that bizman the leka bayis leka hafrosha period even to the end of it's not fine. So the ma'is because mom we don't have a beis hamikdash you're not permitted to be mafish bikurim and even if you mafish bikurim it's a machlok yisatanan whether the hafrosha would be chal even to the end. But what could be the din? Let's say they will build a beis hamikdash. Will there be a mitzvah bikurim next year during Shnat HaShmita? The din is that in the Shmita year the karkoros are not hefker but the peiros are hefker. The peiros are hefker. The karka still belongs to the balakarka. But the peiros are hefker. So then the shaila is, what if the balakarka, if someone else goes into my field and he takes shivas amin and he takes peiros, then he's certainly not carried in bukurim because it's not admasko. The karka didn't belong to him. The shaila is, what if I am a zechem and I have the peiros that grew in my own field, so the karka is mine. And the peiros are now mine. But the peiros were not mine at the time that they were growing. The gidl was the shal hefker. The Shaz Gidl, everything was Hefka, then I was Zechem and a Hefka. So would I be Chayiv and be Kurim enough? So the Rashi that we have printed in our regular Chumashim, our Parshas Mishpatim, writes on that Pashi, tell me, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moskva, tell me, Beis Hashem, I care for all, and I feel with the steam as a Pashik, it appears, but I feel with the Shnat HaShmita, there is a being of the Kurim. And the Meiri in Yibamish writes not so. The Rechaim HaKadosh HaMistik said, it writes as a double Pashas, that there is no din of the Kurim during Shnat HaShmita. Many of the Mephoshim and Rashi clearly didn't have that Yerushan Rashi. The Mizrachi, and part of Mishpatim, and not Tosik, Mizrachi is a commentary on Rashi from the 1500s, that he didn't have that Yerushan Rashi. And others pointed out that the Mizrachi didn't have the Yerushan. And there is no Mokah for the Rashi. It doesn't appear in any Mechilta that we have, it doesn't appear anywhere. There's a whole discussion in the Sefer Shein Ephraim, about the Fan Zaman Margolius, as a Sefer on Chumash Rashi. It's comments on Chumash Rashi. So he has on Parshas Mishpatim a little bit of a discussion. And on the bottom of the Sefer, there are Haaretz. It's called Yad V'Shem. Also by the author, the footnote is called Yad V'Shem. And the Shem is right. There's a long dissertation about this. Who's right? Whether Rashi is right or the Arachayim HaKodesh is right. Then he points out there's another Machlokes. The Shem Ephraim points out there's a Machlokes thesis in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim writes that if Paris grew in someone else's field, and after it grew, I buy the Paris and then I buy the field. So the Gibel was not in my soda. The whole Gibel of the field was not in my soda. So the Rambam writes that if I buy the Paris and I buy the field, even if I bought the Paris published, in our character, it doesn't matter. The Rambam writes, Harezah may be Bikur. That it's Chayez and Havaz Bikur. Because Mishnah says that it's in Yishalmi. So the Shem Ephraim says he looked in Yishalmi, he doesn't really see that that's what it says. Because in the first man Yishalmi say that that's not what it says. Then he points out that's what the Rambam says on the one hand. Then he says the Tesis in Gittin. I buy Paris solution. I buy grapes, I buy figs, olives, dates, whatever, from the Shiddur Saminim, the Chayiv Shemesh. I buy from you, you have a field. I buy Paris solution. I'm not Chayiv in Bikurim. And then I go ahead and I buy the karka from you afterwards. So now it's called Al Moscho, and the Rambam says that I'm Chayiv to bring Bikurim. So the Kesmishna claims that the Makar is in the Yerushalmi. So he says he looked in the Yerushalmi in the Mepharshim, and it doesn't really say.
I buy
the field. If I don't buy the field, I'm not Chai. But if I bought the parish and then I buy the field from the one, that field that the parish, if I buy a different field, helps us. I buy that field where these parish grew, then the Rambam writes that I'm Chai. Because Nisan says it's the Yerushalmi. Then he quotes. Yeah. Mishnah, not Raman, because before he says that the source is the Yerushalmi. So if Rambam's on my goal, he says that he looked in Yerushalmi, he doesn't, he's not convinced that that's what it says at all. He says something else there. Then he says there's a Tesis in Gittin, and Achman Zayin, the Tesis says the same Shaila, and they say, Fakir from the Raman, Alakir Peres and Ashuk, Rachach Pana Hakarka, Eno Pore, there's no Mikro Bikur. And Tesis says, as it says in the Mishnah in Bikurim, to the east of Terakala to Bikurim. Says if he doesn't know where it says in the Mishnah in Bikurim, because there is no such Mishnah. Says if he doesn't know where the Rambam Yerushalmi is that says that you're amazing, he doesn't know where Tesis Mishnah is that says that you're Eno Kore, says he doesn't know what they're talking about, it doesn't say anything. Says Eno Kore, yeah, sounds, I don't know. You have to look in the Tesis. I don't know, I just thought the Rama says I raise a maybe. I'm going to say Torah.
And
the Tesis just says Eino Torah.
So
it could be something, could be, but the Keshe Mishnah says the Mokka for the Rama is the Yishami. The Tesis says the Mokka is the Mishnah. Because if he looks in the Mishnah, he looks in the Yishami, he doesn't say any Mokka for anything. He doesn't know where anybody, got any Mokka for anything. If you hold like the Rambam, that if you buy Paris and then you buy the Karka later, you buy it and you put it, then Avada Bishnasa Yerevo, Avada Bishnasa Shmita, you buy it and you put it. Why not? I'm living in Paris and the Karka always belongs to me. You know, Shmita is not this much. Avada? But if you say not like that, Ramam, then you don't know where the Ramam has the mock. He says, if you say not like the Ramam, then you have a question, what's the thing with Shmita Shmita? You have a line of Rashi in Parshish Mishpatim, which we don't know any mock for. And half of that thing didn't have the gears in the Rashi. Rashi says, if you are Kai, it's not that Shmita. And the Orachaim HaKadosh on our stage, on our parish, on the Mitzvah Bikurim, right, that it's not so. He doesn't quote the Rashi, just says it's not so, you're not tied in it.
Is he attached to the
Tanakh,
or
the
Rome?
I mean, that's
something
that you have. Hold on, hold on.
It has to be a Kiddush, we can possibly say.
You're
Eino Kodesh,
right, but what's
the attached?
Yeah.
The question people
need to be Kodesh? Attached, I think it's a Mishnah.
Okay,
I didn't know. I thought the first was that he can. What did they talk
about?
They bought the pair of solution and then they buy the cash.
No.
They bought the pair of and then they bought the cash. They finished and they ran in the comments on the Pasuk Yeretz Yisrael call of advance. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Chorus has that I would have thought that Hapella, the Peritini, doesn't quote it. That's not the Peritini. Why doesn't quote such a famous Gemara? The Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe milk should be traded. Not only Cholavak, even Cholav Yisrael is all trade. What's wrong with the Cholav Yisrael? Talking better than Cholav Yisrael, Glock Kosh and Cholav Yisrael. No, there should be a Yeretzim and Alsa. Should be somehow a problem of Yeretzim and Alsa. What exactly is the problem? So the Prima Gaudim in the Sefer HaChumash on this etc. shows from the Rishonim that there are two interpretations of what the issue involved is. What's the shaita in the first place? Why milk should be traced? That I need a mocker that is not fishing around to prove that all milks and cheeses are kosher. The one shot he gives is that the Gemara says Dam Necha. That's Gemara in Chorish and Davov. The Gemara says Dam Necha Benasa Cholav. The Gemara says that Cholav originated as Dam. It's not as blood. Blood is a prey. Blood from all. Dam Adam is Mutam and Akir. Human blood is only Adam Rabbanah. To drink someone else's blood. But to drink blood from a danger, no, that's an issue there. Right. To drink from a fish is Mutam and Rabbanah. Fish is blood. So the Gemara there seems to present the Shaila as follows. It seems to milk starts off as blood. So maybe I should say that all milk is awesome. Itami is the Cholam. So the Pasuk tells me, no, Eretz is Mar. Says one Pasuk, another Pasuk, another Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk. That Eretz is called Rash. It says that Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that it's the land that flows with milk and honey, because milk is praised. So what are you praising? The land that has a lot of chazer in there. It has chaylev adam. What's the praise? Obviously, if this is the Shvach Oretz, you see that the cholav is mutter, and the dvash is mutter. Dvash So that's the whole, right? So that's the whole literature in Achronim, right? In the Parthenon, and the Sefer, by the Rishonim, talks about that kasha. Why do I need a pasuk to say that the cholov is mutter? I would have thought that it's also because it originated as zam, but don't we have a cloud? At least it's in the Shana is mutter. It is the machlokes. We learned last year in Mishnah Berurah. Machlokes Rabbeinu Yonah against the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas right that at least it's in the Shana is mutter. The Rosh says that it's on. So if you hold, if one should assume, how do we pass an aloha? So we learned this in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the hachloa of the Prima Gadim, the compromise of the Prima Gadim, that in Anisa they write to the Mechel, in Anisa they write to the Machel like the Rosh, the Anisa Shemishtana is also, and in Anisa in the Rabbanim, the Mechel like the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Anisa Shemishtana is Mechel.
The Rosh asks.
Right, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Mutter, and the Rosh asks, how does he know? So yes, who in the world told him the secret that Anisa Shemishtana? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Avad it's Mutter, and he gives a Moshel. So he says, what happens if a piece of trace of hazir falls into honey? And the honey is so sharp that it causes the hazir, the piece of meat turns into honey. So the trace of meat turns into honey. So he says, everybody knows that that's mutter. So too, he flies off in another case, it's also mutter. So the Rosh says, how do you know that that's mutter? Maybe it's just in his time as well. He proves from that that's mutter. How does he know from the muscle? So the muscle, he proves it's in the muscle. So the Rosh says, he's never heard of the whole thing. Maybe it's just in his time as well. Mr. Gur quotes it from the Gradim, who has his hachro, that in Dinim Deraisa were Machlon and Dinim Derabbanon were Mechel. But here there's a whole discussion in Achronim, the Kar Chaiman who has faced us discussing. Why did the Gemara need a pasuk to prove that Cholov is Mutter? Why would I have thought that it's also before it starts off as Zam, but it's Legamri Nishtana. If you show it to anyone who doesn't know this Gemara, the Zam Necham and Asher Cholov, if you show it to anyone who's not initiated in the secrets of science, so you ask him, is there any relationship between the blood and the milk? He'll say, no, this is blood and this is milk. What's the connection? He won't know that that started off, that the milk started off as blood. It's Nishtana Lagamre. It's Nishtana Lagamre. So why do I need a pasuk? Shouldn't I say it's Nishtana Lagamre? Unless you'll say that this group is what the pasuk is teaching us. This is the mocker of the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is the Nishtana Lagamre is mutter. This is the mocker. The cholov is mutter because it's Nishtana Lagamre. So he has a whole discussion. Others have a whole discussion in that book. When is it called Mishtana? When is it not called Mishtana?
But one of these past in such a case, according
to this,
the past
like the Rosh,
the Yeah.
Mr. Burr, according to Pilar, is not going to be there right. Yeah, but the Pasuk says that the Cholov is Mutter.
No, I mean,
going to the
Rosh,
you
want to say it's
not
going to be there. Why the Pasuk is in
the Pasuk. Okay, okay. If you're like the Rosh, we understand why you need a pasuk. If you're like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that is the Shemishtana is some muta, so let it be muta, and let it say that this is the pasuk that tells you that it's muta. Or unless one should say that this is not called an Issa Shemishtana because this is a natural process. Maybe it's only called Issa Shemishtana if it's not a natural process, like meat, trace of meat falls into honey. It's not that all trace of meat falls into honey. It's an unusual case. Sometimes it comes into honey and then it's converted into honey. But if you have dam necha and after cholov, that's a normal natural process. That the body always, the female body always manufactures milk. And maybe that's not called nishtan. There's a whole discussion in Achronim about this. How did the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah fit in with this Gemara? Or one could say legamri a different shot in the halamin of the Gemara. Why the Gemara needs the pasuk to prove that the cholov is mutter? Why should I have thought that the cholov is usher? And they say from permission, they say that join the court to the other possibility. Then if you look at the Gemara, there's two permission in the Gemara. Gemara has another possibility that it should be a yaitzim in ha'asr. What if you have a pig and you take milk from the pig? So the Gemara says that that's awesome enough there to have, let's say, a cow, and the cow has a broken leg in such a way that the cow is a traitor. If I'll chef the cow, it'll be forbidden for me to eat the bosta. Because the bane is a traitor. So if I milk the cow, so the milk is also, and all the cheese that I make from that milk is also also. It's all sitting in the other day, sitting in Payala. That's that cheese. I was milking a cow for a whole year, and then I was making cheese, and I have all the cheese in the refrigerator. Now I chef the cow today, and I find out that this cow has been a trade for a couple of months already. So what do I do with all the cheeses? Do I ask all the cheeses all the way back? Just the last 3 days, the last couple of months, all discussion in the other day, what do you do? That's an Issa Deraisa. Yetzin Ha'asur is Asur. Asur Cheg. Ar Asur. Chicken eggs are mutter, that's yetzim and amutter. But if you have an eagle lays an egg, or an ostrich, or a trefo, if somebody lays an egg, so the Gemara learns that on a pasuk is bal hayana. So the Gemara asks in Kulin, in Perek Eilu Trefo, is going to be bal hayana? The yana has a bas, so the Gemara says that's what it means. Bas yana means bas to say stomach. The bas to say stomach is also, and from that part we derive that ayetim and also is also. So the Gemara now in Chaimez Avav is working on a new angle. I should ask all milk in the world, even from a kosher animal, because even a kosher animal, if I didn't check it yet, is not kosher. There's an ayetim and
achai. So we see that
it's
better than by eggs,
the milk in your stomach is coming, so eggs
that
came out of a child's time,
even though it's also alive.
Okay. Maybe that's only a hedge on eggs. You mean the fact that the person is written by
Bataiana,
by
your
stomach?
Okay.
You need the shock on the other day, quotes the Bahag, that you need a passage by egg and you need another passage by milk. Each one needs a separate passage from your mantra. There is no eggs that are from an egg malachai, from a live animal that didn't have shikri yet, it's a mutter. So maybe that's the Gemara's angle over here, that I need a pasuk to be matter the cholov, even though the cholov is a yet from an asa, from a live animal. But the live animal has a need to raise malachai, or perhaps if it doesn't have a need to raise malachai, the Gemara has a machloka satanai. But the behemoth of chayah lo yivar na meret, the behemoth of chayah lav yivar na meret. Maybe the need to raise malachai is only chal, when you rip off a limb from the animal, but while the whole animal is intact, the whole animal is Bishlei Musa, maybe that's not called Eidman Achat. There is an Isra Eidman Zvucha. There is an Isra, a live animal that has an Isra. It's an Isra Eidman Zvucha. But the Machlokes that the Yamaroim have in Chulin, the Gemara has a Machlokes to Rabbi Yechonesh Lopes, I think, but the Behemah B'chayah lo yivar in the Medes, and tells you that Nasha, Behemah B'chayah lab lo yivar in the Medes. And you eat the Eidman Achai Chal, while the whole animal is Bishlei Musa, along you have to eat what's Chulin. Yeah, there's all discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Achrayim, yeah. A live chicken, someone was cooking butter. A live chicken was running around in the room and jumped into the pot of butter and jumped out. And it was burning hot, and it got so wet. So they have a whole discussion with the Tshuva and later Achrayim, is there a bleeder from a live animal? Are the bleeder from live animals or not? Does the chicken, does the bleeder go from the chicken into the butter to make it go to the hollow? That's what I'm not sure. Okay. Even if it was not the bleeder. There is an Easter. The Shaila says there's an Easter lava of Eden and Achai. That's an Easter answer of Eden and Zrucha. There is an Easter. Is there some Easter or another? The Mishnah in Bikurim always speaks of the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, that the person, the farmer, recites Arami Avi Ravi. If you look in the Chumash, it's a little problematic, because the Pasuk says, V'yamarta, V'asa latana shiyah v'yamim ha'ahem, V'yamarta ilav, higalti ha'yam l'ashenu l'akecha, kibosi yal ha'ot ha'shenish ba'ashen la'alusenu l'asuzlanam. Then in Pasuk Hei, that's in Pasuk Gimel, and in Pasuk Hei it says, V'yamishu ha'amarta Arami Avi Ravi. How come the Mishnah left out, higalti ha'yam l'ashenu l'akecha, kibosi yal ha'ot? How come Mikra Bikurim in the Mishnah is only begins from Arami Ovid Ovid? Why doesn't it begin from Higarati Hayoni? So I was always bothered by this kasha for many years. I never knew the Teretz. I saw up this last year, at least I saw the Nitzim HaChumash write that that's a Hayru Asher only for the Dor Boy Ha'aretz. He says the Dor HaRishon who came to Eretz on the days of Yishur Binnah, and then say Higarati Hayoni, Asher Makech, Kibosi Yal Ha'aretz, that I came to Eretz on the days of Yishur Binnah. But after the Dor HaRishon of Bai Haaretz, the mitzvah of Doris is only starting from Arami Ovid Ovid. Halacha l'maaseh. I don't know. How did Tanoim know? The Mishnah would appear like that, but the mitzvah only begins from Arami Ovid. How did they know? Kibasi Yal Haar? That's how they translate. Higalta Yahim Hashem Alakecha Kibasi Yal Haar? He came to Eretz Yisrael. Although the Gemara learns that Dinim L'Doris from that passage. Kibasi Yal Haar, Tanshid Yishma Hashem, Ba'al Vesein Lach Ushlonu, and the Torah Tzimim, of course, Mishnah, Yisim, Shambles, and Babli, they were learning how Dinam Medoros from that part. But the Yamira, the Kriya Shatsukin, the Garete Hayayim, is a Hayu Asha that only applies to the Dora Rishon. See?
So since it's applied to absolutely nobody,
You got to say Hayam Kibasi Al Har, it no longer applies after the Dor Mishnah. After the Dor Mishnah.
Therefore, we will start later.
Yeah, that's what the Nesiv explains. That's what the Nesiv explains. But that was only the Dor by Har. They had to stop him, he got to say Hayam.
But once you have a scar, once you say by Gilead, it doesn't mean because the parson doesn't apply to it. So if you say that we cut something
out
because
your punch doesn't apply to us, it's a
similarity. You see
that you only need... Similarity, but it's difficult. Why should, let's say, this man, and nobody says he got it in Hayyam. Everybody starts around the Avraham. So why can't the gear be made in the Torah? He doesn't say, oh, Adam is in his battle of the same way. In his Hashem, the same way. We don't say either. We don't say, we don't say. But this man, by shame, even a gear should be made in the Torah. Anyway, that's another question. The Mishnah says that a ger may be made in the Torah. The Rishonim says, and the only Rabbi that he disagrees, that a ger can't say is by Hashem Lavet. Saying that because Avram is Avram on God, right? That's how the Rambam passage is like the Rishonim. Tosfos in Bava Basra, that's Tayala. There's one Basra there that talks about the Gur. Bava Basra. Shock full of all kinds of demons. Very important Basra. Middle of nowhere. One daf in the middle of Bava Basra that has loads and loads of dealing with tesis and very important tesis in the Gemara about these books. So the tesis there has 2 days, whether we pass them like the Rishami or not. The Rambam passes them like the Rishami. Tesis of Atera, the tesis of the tesis of Rosh HaKumish, and this week's parsha, it makes some kind of a compromise. The Mishnah has that Mishnah Bikurim says that a gear is made in the end of Torah because he can't say, Hashem Ezba Hashem La B'Seim Elof Islam, he's not a biological descendant from Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. And when I give Davin Shemana Esra, I can't say, Elokei Melokei Avotei Melokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yankov. I have to say, Elokei Melokei Avot Yisroel. And when he says, Shalasim Nisim Avotei Melokei Yom Ahim Zman Ezra, I can't say, Shalasim Nisim Avotei Melokei Yom Ahim Zman Ezra, I have to say, Shalasim Nisim Avotei Avot Yisroel. And Purim and Asanikim, and he said, the Baruch Shalasim Nisim, so they again have to change the Mitzvah a little bit. And Yerushalmi quotes Rav Yehuda who disagrees on everything. It disagrees on Bikurim, and it disagrees on Shalasim Nisim, and it disagrees on Shemana Esra. So the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda and Yerushalmi. And Tosfos has 2 days out of passing. So the Tosfos would say, so Rosh HaChumash, if we have a compromise, they say, with respect to Bikurim, he's passing like the Mishnah, that the gear is maybe the inner Kurim. With respect to the Shemana Esra, he's passing like Yerushalmi, the same Rav Yehuda, that he can say, Elokim Elokim Elokim. What is that compromise based on? I don't know. They don't explain there what it's based on. The Mishnah says because Hashem is Hashem not the same as Islam. The same problem around the other. It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Same problem. That's what the Rambam passes. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. That's what the Rambam passes.
What are you afraid of?
That's a shkarim. That's a shkarim. The same as in Pasuk. That's the question. Can he support Avraham as Avraham? That's the question. So Rav Yehuda in the Shalmi says yes. Rav Yehuda in the Brisa in the Shalmi says yes. And the Mishnah says black and white no. The Mishnah says when he gets God, he can't get. But the Mishnah says not so. What do you think about Mishnah? The Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah be clear that when he gets God, he's on Esrei. We can't say Elokeinu 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 Elokeinu. So how does the Tosfos come with a compromise that Shmanesrei were Mako and Bikurim were not Mako? The same shot of Davi Shor. Even you hold like the Mishnah, you hold like Rav Yehuda. That's not a compromise.
It's logical.
I'm talking
about the
Mishnah.
It sounds illogical.
I'm going
to have logical. No, illogical comments check out the Mishnah and the genealogy. Whereas the Shmanesrei is not that. It's Hashem labeled symbolically.
Our brother's Avraham. So why doesn't that solve the problem of Shemim Hashem Avraham 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 Avraham
Avraham Avraham Avraham Avraham Avraham Avraham Avraham.
No, that Tosfos that you're talking about is a different thing. Okay. You don't have anything to pay with it, you're not playing with the other.
My point is that genealogy is Yerushalayim. The question is your genealogy
goes
high enough to get out of
the room. So again, how do Yerushalayim have this stuff? Again, can get
Yerushalayim. Vaisa, you get some. We're going to be, 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 we
Why does he have to have land from his father? Yes. If a guy yarchin from anybody's name, he's a Torah. That's not that much problem. And notice the Dikore, the gear is maybe. He's not Machlekes on maybe. Maybe he is. How did we get the Karaka? We got it. Machlekes is on Kore. So Kore has to say, in Shinish Vashem, Lavi Sengel, Lavi Sengel.
Lavi Sengel. We can't
say it. Lavi Sengel. Lavi Sengel. That's the problem. Lavi Sengel. Depends who the gear married. The mission says if you married a Yisraelis, then if the next generation is Imo Mitzvah, that's sufficient. That's called Lavashem. Our foremothers is also called Lavashem. It doesn't have to be our forefathers. Foremothers also. A gear is, then it's still not the same as the parents. What does the pasuk end off in Parshas Yitro? The Samachta b'chol ha'tayv ha'shenosu l'cha Hashem alakecha ulu be'isecha. What do you mean? We give Bikurim to the ger. What does that mean? You give Bikurim to the Levi, you give Bikurim to the Kohen. What is that talk? What is that talk? The Taisis, for the Taisis of Rosh, both ask the Kasha. What do you give Bikurim to the lady in the gear? So they don't answer it. They ask the Kasha Chumash, they don't answer it. They should have asked, what's that talk? And the Taisis, and the Taisis of Rosh Chumash, and this week's Pasha, they both ask the same, they quote the same Kasha on both sides of the page. There's one column and two columns on the page. One is called Taisis, one is called Taisis of Rosh. I don't know how exactly, if the Chidot talks, how do they know when this was printed in the 1700s, how do they know that that's Taisis? But it doesn't mean that you give it to them. What is it? It's Machta Ato. When you bring your Bikurim, you should be drawn. Okay.
Evidence
for that.
When you give
them,
you should be happy. What does that mean? That you should invite them in.
Invite them in to eat what?
Right,
by the
Kodesh. That's
the Kodesh. Rashi quotes the drasha. That's not the Pshuta Shamikra. The Pshuta Shamikra is like he said, you should share with the Aniyim also. But what are you sharing? That's not Dov, but what are you sharing? So what does it mean, Ato? What does it mean atah? It's machta atah. I don't eat the bikurim. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says you have to bring a carbon, no? Don't you have to bring a carbon shlamim? What does it mean b'chol atah? Oh, that's what it means. I don't know. Doesn't the Mishnah say when you bring Bikurim you have to bring a carbon in conjunction with Bikurim? You're supposed to bring a carbon in conjunction with Bikurim. Some when you bring that Shlamim in conjunction with the Bikurim, then you should eat the Shlamim, you should share the Shlamim with the Yanim. Maybe that's the Pshut Shalmikra, I don't know. I don't know what the Pshut Shalmikra is. Not sure.
Yeah,
but if it's an email, then it is an email. That's what Gemara says.
So, is there a heckish between the Shamchal and the Bikurim? If you can't, you know, if the Torah just said that you have to bring up a carbon and slum, if you're in a carbon slum.
Yeah.
So, is that Tamek? If Tamek brings the carbon.
A Tami can't bring the Kurim into the Beit HaMikdash. You have to walk into the Beit HaMikdash and just move over to Tami Tami. You're in the Shaleah. You're in the Shaleah for sure. When you're in the Shaleah, then there's only 30 Kurim. So we don't do then you have a problem. If originally he planned to do the Havuata Bikurim himself, and then it was Mitzchayim in Kriya, and then later on when he sends like the Shkriya, he can do the Kriya. The Gemara says that Kol Sheh, anyway, would be Mubil Me'akenen for it, and then you can't do that. So Yisham is the only time you can send out the Shkriya. It's Mitzchil Abbas from Hashem Kav. When you were going to it in Hakaka, you plan to give it out this year. You send it out this
year.
It's a different kind of a shliach. Not the deal about the other shliach, but it's a different kind of a shliach. I don't think that's the problem. Sometimes you're not in violation of that rule. Not the deal about the other. But he's coming right now. He can theoretically can go to make sure he comes taller. It takes him a while. He comes taller. It's not called not the deal about the other. Yeah, it's not the other.
What happens if you want to make it?
You should bring the Bikurim to the Kohen who lives in your generation. So if it wouldn't say Ashiya B'yam Mahayim, En Mechal HaKohen should be a Mecha, Rashi says. You gotta give it to the Kohen who lives in your generation. What would I think that you put it in the freezing, save it to the Kohen in Moish HaMashiach? What's the happening over here? Why should I think that otherwise it's Azam wasn't possible? This line about the Shoytet, it says, Abbas Allah Shoytet Ashiya B'yam Mahayim, so that you can have a time. I'm gonna ask the Shadow to this rabbi, he doesn't know how to learn. How did you compare to the Chassam Sofer? How did you compare to the Vilna Gaon? How did you compare to that time right there? He doesn't compare. He doesn't tell me he doesn't compare. Everybody knows what he says. How can I rely on him for a pshat? The Torah says no. Yiftach b'dorah, kishmul b'dorah. Ein lachel shayt it should be amech. Even though the Moira HaRua, perhaps in your generation, may not be as qualified as the Moira HaRua in an earlier generation, the Torah says that if he's qualified, you have to listen to his pshat. Now, if he's an Amor, it's not. But if he's qualified, you have to listen, even though he's not as qualified as the Talmud Chacham in a previous generation. That's how in Yiddish the Melitza goes. The Gemara says a lot of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmol Bedoro. So in Yiddish they have an expression, the Yiftach Ishbar. But Yiftach can't be an Ishbar. Yiftach is an Ishbar. If he's an Amharic, he's a boor, then you don't say Yiftach Bedoro Kishmol Bedoro. Huh? So there I understand why it says a Vasa Vashayif or Hashiyah Bayam Amahim. But why does it say a Vasa Vakayim? Hashiyah Bayam Amahim. What would I have thought of you? What kind of a Havamim is? So Rashi doesn't quote the whole Rashi from the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin Dat Hamavol has a machlokes tatanayim, Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. So we pass on like Reb Yeshua there. What if a kohen was doing avoda on the Beis Hamikdash, and after he finished doing the avoda, then we discovered that he was a cholol? And the Shas when he did the avoda, we didn't realize that he was a cholol. Cholol Sheini Yodua was over avoda on the Beis Hamikdash. So we pass on like Reb Yeshua that the Yevon Avigosik Sheira. The avoda is kasha b'diavad. The Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. What is the makom chumash Rabbi Shimon is in? Achinish nitzlo. If after he finishes the avoda, we discover he's a cholol. The cholol should be avoda also psula. If it takes, where do you come off the sefer to din? A cholol b'diavad is avoda also psira. So one amayir in the Gemara says this is the pasuk. Vasa l'kayin asher yihye bayamin ha'heim. There's a kayin. There's a temporary kayin. He was a kayin only for a year or for a few years, and then later on we discovered that he wasn't a kayin. If in your generation he was a kohen, that must be, even though later on we realized that he wasn't a kohen. We realized that he was never a kohen, he was always a cholol. But this pasuk tells me that it's not so. Up until the time that his chololus is no dam, calls man that the chololus is in Yidua, I say he had a status of a kohen. And the kamiel, he doesn't have a status of a kohen. That's one drasha that the Gemara gives. Then the Gemara, that drasha seems to be against the Rambam, because the Rambam says even a kohen who is a cholol, Yodua, even if we know that he's a kohen, cholol. Even if you know the kohen is a cholol, and he goes ahead and he does avoda, it'll be avoda shekshere b'diavad. All the other rishonim say places samizdaf and kiddushin daf samafam and beis places says b'feresh. It's only a cholol sheni yadua. That's a pasuk shat in all the gemara. But cholol yadua, if it was known in advance that he was a cholol and he went ahead and he did avoda, so the pasuk shat is that avoda shekshere afilu b'diavad. The Rambam says not. So the simple drasha according to this pasuk is a kohen asher b'yamim ha'ayim. Up until that time he was a kohen in the kamiel. He's not a kohen. Then the Gemara has another mandama, that's probably the Rambam is basing his opinion on. The Gemara has another mandama that is based on the pasuk that says, Baruch Hashem Chelo for all Yodav Tirtzim. What is that? The Zayt Abraham. So what does it mean, Baruch Hashem Chelo? Baruch Hashem Chelo. Chela means afilo chalolim shabo. It's a drasha, but it's not the truth of Shalmikwa. Oh, because Nina and that pasuk goes with in Kiddushin that son of Father. Baruch Hashem Chela means Omer Shmuel, Omer Avud Shmuel. Baruch Hashem Chela, afilo chulim shabo. Well, Yod HaPirta, weekly carbon means that the carbon is kosher to the Eved, the Baruch Hashem Chela means a bracha that even the coin who is a cholol is also a dosuk shev. Coming to that bracha, one might be led to say like the Rambam, that even if it's a coin cholol yadua, even if at the time that he did the Eved, he was already yadua as a cholol, it'll still be good. That's the whole discussion.
Then, along
going
by a brother.
Oh, that's the sign. Let's say Cohen was a cholol, and he was taking Pidgin Aben money, and then later on he realized that he was a cholol. So he said to the Yevid, the Pidgin Aben is no good, you have to do Pidgin Aben over. But then he said no. So Akhwanim want to say, a few Akhwanim have. The fun of his Yerov is saying to this to the fair. Akhwanim printed this. But others had it before him and after him also. Family was a common that based on the Tuksukim, that should happen after me. If the Mokar is Baruch Hashem Chela for all the other spirits, it's only weekly by Korbanah. But in any other area of Kuhuna, let's say that's a good event, it would be no good. On Shani Khan, if the idea of Kain Shech, follow Shani Yadua, that Abidosa Chere is based on our causes in today's Shedra, it's talking about the Kuhuna, it's not talking about Avoid at all. It's just our Kain Shech, the Yonamai, but the second. For some Akhwanim point that the Yerushalmi seems to hold from the both Tzukim with a lot of Nachmunis and Tumas. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a sefer, the Bala Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a sefer in Chumash that's called Atirion. So he has the original Pshetlach. So he has his own on this passage. The Vosal Akhwan Ashiyah by Yamim Haheim. What does it mean Ashiyah by Yamim Haheim? Even though he's a Shvach Akhwan. What does it mean that he started buying a shayfe? Buying a shayfe, you understand, even though he's not as qualified as Tamil Chachamim in the previous generation, the Torah is Machadish. It is Pesach is binding. What does it mean over here that the coin was not such a great Talmud Chacham? So he quotes, there's a Mishnah Bikurim, and the end of Bikurim, where there's a Machlokes Satanoim, are you permitted to give Bikurim to a coin who's not a Talmud Chacham? Shvachika doesn't know how to learn. So Truma, the Mishnah says, you're not permitted to give to a coin who's an Am Ha'aretz because we're afraid he made it a Tuma. He made it a Tuma. Am Ha'aretz is Maratana, we're not Nizra and Tuma Gatana. Let's say Korbanas, Chatos and Osham, which is only Nechal to Koyhanim, Bigdusha V'Tahari, Miyazorah, Zichar Kuna, that you may even give to a coin who's not a Tama Chacham, if he's an Am Ha'aretz. Because since it's Kochi Amigdosh, all the Kohanim will be afraid to start up with that. Even if he's an Am Ha'aretz, he may be mizalzim in Tumah Vitar, but not when it comes to Kodshim, the Beis HaMikdash. The Shaila is on Bikurim. Bikurim you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. It's eaten in Yerushalayim. It's not eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not, if you eat Bikurim the Tumah, it's not the same as eating Kodshim the Tumah. It's not the same thing. So on the one hand, it is like Korbanot. On the other hand, it's not exactly like Korbanot. But that's why it's a Machlekes of Yudin the Rabbanim. Machlekes in the Din the Rabbanim. The whole thing is only the Rabbanim. The Truma, Kotchi Agvul, you're forbidden to give to a Kohen Amoris. And Kotchi Amigdosh, you're permitted to give to a Kohen Amoris. What about Bikurim? Do I treat him like Kotchi Amigdosh or like Kotchi Agvul? So the Bala Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, that's what the passage tells you. Avasa, the Chadim the Rabbanim again. He says, that's the remedy. Avasa, a Kohen Ashiyah, but Yamim Ha'ein, just like a Shoifat Ashiyah, Yamim Ha'ein. What does it mean? Ashvach Amoris, a Kohen Amoris, so you're permitted to give to him. But he says, the passage is Meramah, is that the din is like that time.
When is the Kurdish,
The one who gets it has the right to achieve.
No,
The Mishnah in the Kurim quotes this Tana Rav Yudah says that it's Mischalak Lanshe Mishmah. Yudah says Mischalak Lanshe Mishmah. If I'm not mistaken, the Chazanish says in one place that that's only the Rabbana. One who's in charge of dividing said Anshe Mishmah, we have to be careful to give it only to the Talmid HaChachamim to be Anshe Mishmah. Can we give it even to an Amoraim in the Anshe Mishmah? Because they're not going to eat it in the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to eat it in Yerushalayim somewhere. So it's a little bit like Karbanis, it's not legamri like Karbanis. And the Mishnah in Bikurim in Kamachlevim has given the Rabbana, when he treats Bikurim like Kotsi HaMikdash or like Kotsi HaGvul, but he said to it in the Rabbana. But he said to it in the Rabbana that Kotsi HaMikdash, you're permitted to give to an Amoraim, and Kotsi HaGvul, you're not permitted to give to an Amoraim. And Yerusha Tengel has in the Sefer Asim Deraisa, be on our level of Deraisa. Whether the Bikurim is treated like Korbanos or not, with respect to the different din. There is a halacha that you require Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim. Whenever the Chumash writes anything, the Gabi Korbanos, but it's only written once, I assume that it's only a din L'Chatzilah. It's written twice, Shin Olav HaKosim, it's written Kosim once, and then Shin Olav written a second time, so that teaches me that it's Likuvah. So Tosis writes in Gochum Dav Dalu that that halacha, Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim, is only needed by Kotchim. It's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have a pasuk, Tavad, it's Likuvah, it's only a din by Kotch. The essence premise of Tosis is disputed by some Achronim, the Chazanish, and others before the Mishnah Achronim. And other Achronim want to say it's not true. That the idea of Shinar HaKotel Yaakov is not a special meter Shatan HaGrash HaSem in the area of Kotchim. The Ratak are different meters Shatan HaGrash HaSem in Kotchim. The Gemara has in the beginning of Ezel Mekaimon, that there is a special klal in Kotchim that doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula with respect to Drashas Sapsukim, then Eile made him Lomid Min Alomid. That if I learned that Din B from Din A with a Yalfusa, a Matzinu, a Hekish or something, if it's Kotchim, I cannot derive Din C from Din B. It can't go so far. Lomid Min Alomid. In Kol HaTorah Kula, Eile made him Lomid Min Alomid, puts me Kotchim. So the Gemara says clearly that the Midrashat and Drashas Behem are different in the area of Kotchim from in Kol HaTorah Kula. But whether the Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim is also a difference or not, that's a shaila. So Tosis explains that this is so. Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't realize that this is things for Tosis. He's working on the assumption that Tosis is right. That Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim is only a midah in Kotchim and doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. So he has a whole discussion whether he requires Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim by Bikurim or not. Whether he needs Shin Olav HaKosim V'Yakim by Big Dekun or not. Is Big Dekun treated like Kotchim or is it treated like Kol HaTorah Kula? And Asim Deraisa, he has a simon on that top.
And then I'm not too sure when you come to the Mugdal, what time I mean is there, it's not extra shy of the mat, in terms of, you're not going to slip naked, you're not going to...
Yeah, I should treat it like a suffix, right? I shouldn't be able to rely on a kula. Let's say a big Talmud Chacham from our generation, qualified Talmud Chacham, comes up with a kula, let's say. It comes up with a new chumrah. It doesn't say anywhere. It comes up, he says, no, all the dinim changed, bizman hazeh. You gotta change the whole day. So the shayla is, do I have to listen to him? The kula of the chumrah, do I have to listen to him or not? So that's what the pasuk says, yes. If he's qualified, I have to listen. Even though everybody knows that he doesn't compare to the chachamim in a previous generation. The Torah says, Ashiya b'yamim ahayim. Not only Ashiya b'yamim ahayim to be machri on a shayla, even if he's kavei a new din, also. Let's say a chacham b'dor hazeh is kavei a new din. Chazanish has. And it's based on kilayim and silim gimel. He has the Radina in the Mishnah is flying. Which behemoth you can breed with each other and which not. Which minim you can cross and which not, let's say, in trees. Which you can cross and which not. So it's based on what's called minechad, what's called shnei minim. Even if a shnei minim, sometimes it's closer mutter to hybrid them together. If they look very much alike, if they're very similar in taste and they're similar in the way they look and so on. So the question is, what if we have Manazeh Chacham? Not everything is explained in the Gemara. So the Chazanish has a suffix, let's say an orange and a lemon and a grapefruit and an eshlok. These four citrus fruits. He says that maybe it's mutter to cross them one on the other. Maybe there's no Easter kilayim, is every day. Even though they're clearly different meaning, then maybe since they're all citrus fruits, maybe it's permitted to breed them to cross them. So he has a whole discussion about that. But then he says, it was never nikva by the Chachmei HaTalmud. So he says he doesn't think it has to be nikva by the Chachmei HaTalmud, just like the Chachmei HaDor Shebechol Dov HaDor. Have the right to be machriya on a shaila, whether this din applies to this case or not, whether it's also, whether it's mutter, they have the right to be kaveya, a brand new thing also, on a new issue, to be kaveya, a new din, to give the shiurim, what's called menechet, what's called shnei minim. He's not totally at this, so it's like a brand new kaveya, because he thinks the courts not be secure here or there like that. But even the chachmei HaDor is not as they have the right, if they qualify, if they know plot, they know what they're talking about, if they don't know, they don't know. But if they know what they're talking about, so they have a right to be kaveya, even brand new din. That's all included in the pasuk of Asa Lashayfeh. The Abnei has a fascinating suffix in Hilchas Kilayim. When you learn Yevamos, you have to look carefully in the Gemara and the Rashi then, and return what the din is. If a person eats Azar, eats Truma B'Shege, he has to give the Kohen care in the Kohen, and he doesn't give cash or check. He has to give Dovah HaRoyli as Kodesh. It says in the Chumash, V'Nof HaMakohen as HaKodesh. If he ate potatoes, he gives potatoes. If he ate tomatoes, he gives tomatoes. If he ate figs, then he gives figs. Whatever he ate, he gives kind of a chaymish. And when he hands it over to the kohen, then not the kodesh. Then it's converted into truma. And then if he leaves that, he'll also be chay with a kamech on the shana. So that becomes mamash truma. So not the kohenish at first. In the machlech is atanayim, and it's a sefer, a place of sports, whether it's not the kodesh, mishas haprosh, and mishas nesina. So the Avnei Nezer has a sefer. What about Bikurim? Bikurim is also a din of truma. It's nice that Bikurim has aspects of truma, that it's only eaten by Koyan. But it also has aspects of Maaseh Sheni, that it's only eaten in Yerushalayim. Truma may be eaten outside of Yerushalayim also, just like eaten with Tahara. Whereas Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So that Abnei has a topic, what's the din of a non-Koyan, if a Zahar eats the Shegeg Bikurim? So there's also a demon, also not saying it's a chamish, it says on the Mishnah. It's a din of Tara Chamish, it's a Zari. And when he gives it over to the Kohen, it's not a Kodesh, it's converted into Truma. So is it converted into Truma only? Or is it converted into Bikurim? Does it have to be eaten in Yerushalayim with Tahara? Or can it be eaten even Chutz to Yerushalayim?
When we said about Truma there, was it not focused whether or not
what's Mekadesh? Whether the Haprosha is Mekadesh or the Nesina is Mekadesh?
So if you assume that one,
either way, no, either way, it's any shayla. He wants to know what's the halacha over here by Bikurim. Bikurim has aspects of Truma and aspects of Maaseh Sheni, so maybe the din of an Asham Lachon is HaKodesh. That it's not HaKodesh, it's Hashlumi Truma, it's not HaKodesh. Maybe it's only not HaKodesh, it's Bishas Truma. So the Bikurim has a Truma aspect, but that aspect will be Chal on the Hashlumi Truma. And the Tashlumi Bikurim, but the aspect of Maaseh Sheni that the Bikurim has should not be found. Because let's say if a person ate Maaseh Sheni Shalei Din, there is no din of Tashlumi. So even if the non-Kohen eats the Bikurim, Shalai Kedin, the only thing that's mechayiv him to give Kerem HaChemish is the fact that the Bikurim had a Kedushas Truma, not the fact that it had also a Kedushas Maaseh Sheni. So when you pay, you're only paying the Torah's Truma, not the Torah's Maaseh Sheni. So maybe you should only have a partial Kedushin. Or maybe you say that there is no such thing. How can you have a Bikurim, a Tashlumi Bikurim, which is only Chalach HaTzorim? It's a strange question. So he says, if you look hard, it was Rashi and Yivam talks about it a little bit. Gotta look hard for the Rashi. He quotes the Rashi and Ivan. Quotes the Rashi and Ivan. Don't remember which way. The Shaila is a fascinating stuff. The next parasha in the Chumash Kisava is the din of Shnata Biur. That on the Mishnah Masechas Maaseh Sheni says that on the Pesach of the fourth year, on the Pesach of the seventh year, you have to say Vidui Maisus, you have to say the Arki HaKodesh Ben Abayis Gam Nesatim La Levi, etc. If it's true, if he really gave everything, and really Ravartim Nesatim La Shachach, if he did everything properly, if he did wrong, then you can't say that you can't fulfill a mitzvah of Vidui Maisus. In fact, there's even one opinion in Yerushalmi that I don't think we pass on like La Locha, that if he did any Aveira in the last 3 years, he can't save either Maisa. Not only any Aveira in connection with, if he put on Shal Rosh before Shal Yad, the Yerushalmi says, put on Shal Rosh before Shal Yad, then he can't save either Maisa, because he says, I did everything that you told me to do in the last 3 years. That's quite a limitation. If you ever spoke Lashon Hara, if Khalil, the guy ever spoke Lashon Hara in the last 3 years, he can't do the mitzvah of Bidah Maisa. It's a strange sheet. But the Mishnah doesn't have that. Mishnah just says that he violated the laws of Tumitha Maisa, because he was Magdin, Rashi Kosh, he was Magdin, Maisa, Rishon, the Truma, he was Magdin, Truma, the Bikurim. If he was makrish, did something wrong with the hafrasha, so the nesin is then he doesn't say bidei maaseh. What about this pasuk? Lo yachalti bi'oini nimenu. The person says the two girsos in the Mishnah when he says this bidei maaseh. Erev yontav rishon shal pesach, erev yontav achon shal pesach. In other words, does he say this bidei maaseh chalam oid pesach on the 40th or the 70th, or does he say it on erev pesach? We call erev pesach on the 40th or the 70th. Two girsos in the Mishnah, whether the Vida Maisa is Erev, the Yontav Rishon, Erev, the Yontav Achron of Pesach. Pesach has 7 days, the first day and the last day is Yontav, and then in between is 5 days Chalamoy. You know, it means on the last day Chalamoy Pesach, Erev, the Yontav Achron of Pesach.
No,
and there's a Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rabbi, where does he say the Vida Maisa? See, the Mikra Bikurim, he says in the Beis HaMikdash, says, Yamarta Lifne Hashem Alakecha Rabbi Avrabi. He's in the Beis HaMikdash and he gives it to the Tzad. He says, Vosso, Tavi Beis Hashem Alakecha. So the Mikdash because he's in the Beis HaMikdash. What about the Bidah Maisa? He doesn't do anything in the Beis HaMikdash. But what about the statement that he says, Yamarta Lifne Hashem Alakecha? So that's a machlek, is the Ramam and the Raizit. And Hilchas Maisa Sheni, does he say, the Yad HaKodesh Ben Abayit, he has to recite this in the Beis HaMikdash? The rabbi writes on it. You can say it in Homo, you can say it in Kippur, you can say it in New York too. Doesn't matter where you speak to the Rabbi. Doesn't mean no. It means the Anis of the Marshal of Nehashan Lakecha by Mikra Bikur means in the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe over here it also means in the Beit HaMikdash. Like you said, by this passage is an interesting Shaila. He says, Le'achalti b'yayini mimenu. He says, I have not violated the laws of eating my Sheni Baninus all the 3 years. What if he's a young person and nobody died in the family? His parents are alive. His wife, his children, everybody's alive. He wasn't a Neiman. He wasn't a Neiman. What does he say? La chalta b'yayini mimenu. He wasn't a Neiman. So does he say it or not? Does he say it or not? So the cycle of son has a Sefer HaChumash, time of the Krah. When he raises this topic, and he doesn't know what the din is. So in the Simas HaMishnayis, he writes, it would appear that you do say. We should say that. It's a common thing that 3 years go by and a person is not an Einan. Very common. Why not? Most people don't have, every 3 years they have an Aninus. Most people don't have an Aninus every 3 years. So it should say somewhere in the Gemara, it should say on Mishnah somewhere that if he wasn't an Einan, he doesn't say. So in the Pashas on Mishnayis, it would appear that he does say, but he just wonders. Maybe it's not so. Maybe he only says it if he was an Einan and he didn't violate the laws of Aninus. We didn't see this in Choshen Mishpat. He gives a yisoy to the definition of the mitzvah of biur hamaisa, shasa biur, shnasa biur. He has a yisoy. He claims that although the mitzvah of nesinas truma and nesinas maisa can be fulfilled without a hakno, without a kinyan, let's say the soy quotes a prichodosh who discusses the following, and then the nesidah talks on that soy on the following topic. The Gemara speaks in Sukkot and in Yibonis about the possibility of giving Shuma to a Kohen Katan, to a Kohen before Bar Mitzvah. So Tesis says 2 days, what if I give him Atana to a Katan, if you turn him in Atera or only in the Rabbanon? If a Katan picks up something from half school, then you turn him in the Rabbanon. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, the Tzir Tzerish of the Katan, is only in Gezbon, it's not turn him in Atera. But if you have that the Heres Matnes, so then Tesis has 2 days, whether the Katan is turn him in Atera. And the Chayishimish will be passing that he is Kohen Menater. Whenever the Das HaHeres Machne is Kohen Menater. So that's the question over here. Is there a Das HaHeres Machne in giving Truma over to a Kohen Katan? Maybe since by Truma it doesn't belong to the farmer. The farmer only has a Tevis HaNor. So maybe I should say the Tevis HaNor ain't a Mammon. It doesn't constitute a Das Machne. So maybe when the farmer gives it over to the Kohen, maybe it's considered like the Kohen Ezech on his own. Is it Moshel Amad Avedayim or like one Ezech and a Hefker? You can't really consider it, perhaps you cannot consider it like Das HaHeres Machne. So that's the Machlokes of Tzais against the Pichorish. Pichorish holds that it is called Asacharis Machmen, it says that it's not considered Asacharis Machmen. And above, discussing the issue, how does one fulfill a mitzvah of Nesinah Tumah L'Kohen by giving the Tumah to a Kohen Katan? Nesinah means that you have to be Machmen to the Kohen. So how is the kid Kohen? The kid is only Kohen with the Rabbanim, so how are you Yotzei the mitzvah of Nesinah Tumah and Atayra? So the Pichorish claims that the Katan is Kohen and Atayra because the farmer is a Gadol. And there's Asacharis Machmen, then the Katan is Kohen and Atayra. And it says that a different answer. Says that it's Chivas Pael, and it's Chivas Pael, and you don't need a Kenyan. So he says, Chivas Pael, you don't need a Kenyan. So the Nesivis is Mastik on both, and he says they're both wrong. He says it says the Ktsois makes up a new din. So it says that it's Chivas Pael. Hi, what is the Ktsois? It says by Levine, yeah. So who are the Nami by? That Pasuk is by Levine. But it says by Kohanim and Levine, the Chum and the Mice, everything is Chivas Pael. Aye, but he asks himself, what about Bizman Chain based on English Kayan? What about by cotton? A cotton doesn't do avoid in the base of English. Even if Bizman of English can't do avoid. So how is it serious for you? I mean, they can't sign a contract. Shabbat can sign a contract more than
that. Okay.
So the Ktsois himself asked the Kasha on his Pasuk. He invented a new Pasuk. The Pasuk is there, but he said that Pasuk is telling you a new din. The Tashlumi Truma to the Kohen, the Tashlumi Maisa to the Levi, is the Torah's Chivas Poelim. So he asked himself, but what about the man chain based on English Kayam? So there is no Chivas Poelim. What about a cotton? A coin cotton can't do avoid, even if he does avoid, it's possible that he has it. How can you say that giving Truma to a coin cotton is a din of Chivas Poelim? So the Ktsois answers it's a light flow. So then it seems it says, it says himself slugged up his own stupid prayer. See, it's no good. It's a strange topic. How does one, how does one fulfill the mitzvah, the sinas truma, by giving the truma to a kohen katan? It's a question if the kohen katan is kohen. So then it seems says the whole kasha is wrong. The whole kasha is based on our misunderstanding. Who says that in order to fulfill the sinas, or not on the kohenis or kohenis or whatever, the mitzvah, the sinas truma to the kohen is, it doesn't mean you have to have it. It just means you have to make it accessible to the coin, and he should have the ability to eat it. So even if the cotton is not kainer, but I fulfill the mitzvah of the by giving it to the kid, and he can eat it. But go to mitzvah will be so hard, he'll be able to eat it. But it says the same in the first parrot and above the that you have to be machmir with kinyon into the coin and to the lady, but it's not sufficient just to make it accessible to him. So the Nesivis says no. That Gemara and Daf Yud and Daf Yiralef, I think, is discussing a Mishnah and Ma'aseh Sheni that Tosfos on that Daf and Bav Metzia says, and Bav Metzia in the Kiddushin, the first paragraph says the same thing. That Mishnah and Ma'aseh Sheni is talking about Shnas HaBiur. That was coming, it was coming up Pesach of the 4th year, Pesach of the 7th year. And for the Shnas HaBiur, it says in the Chumash, the Yarti, you have to say the Vidui Ma'aseh, and say the Yarti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, the Gam Nesatim, La Levi, La Gel, La Yos, La Mon, etc. So he says the purpose of the mitzvah biur, you have to have haknoah. If I still have it, if I gave the truma to the kohen and he wasn't kohen, but he ate it up already, so it's gone. Whatever was eaten up is gone. But if I still have truma, I still have my kedushin, and I just put it on the table. Let's say it's the Seraph Pesach. It's going to be Pesach truma. I want to fulfill the mitzvah biur. So I tell the kohen, okay, you're going to eat by me tonight by the Seder, and I have matzah that's made from truma. I'm leaving it on the table now. When you come tonight, you can eat it. It's reserved. That spot is reserved for you. So the Nesivis says that he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. He'd fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas truma by just setting it aside for him and making it accessible to him. But he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of biur, because it says, B'yarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, G'am Nesatid La'Levi. You have to be machmir away. So tutuf anayis. The Pashup shot in the mitzvah of biur is that that there's a man in the din of Nesinas, and you have to do Nesinas truma and Nesinas Ma'aseh Rishon by a certain date. By a certain man. You have to get rid of, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas truma before the Pesach of the 4th year and the 7th year. So the Nesinas says, no, it's much more than that. Even if you have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Nesinas, if the truma and the mice is still kayam ba'ilam, if it's eaten up, it's eaten up, it's not around. But if it's still kayam ba'ilam, it's not sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas, which one can fulfill by making an accessible to the kohen already. You have to be machmir to him. He says that that's the pshat of the pasuk. A new definition of a mitzvah there on Sinai. There's two dinim. There's a din you have to do biur. There's a mitzvah biur, and then there's a mitzvah vidur maisa. Not everybody can say vidur maisa. let's say he was Mishana the Seder HaHafrosha, so he can't do Vida Maisa, but he still has a mitzvah of Bior, he has to get rid of everything.
He
said it's a process. The Yarki HaKadosh Min HaBayis means I was maknir out of my bailus. The Gamma Satri, I did a haknor. He said that that's the translation of the words of the poem. That's what he says. A chiddush. That's what he says to stick up for his chiddush. He says that you fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina Strimma with that haknor. But then he gets stuck with the Gemara for a certain Babu Sina that speaks about haknor. He says, no, Tesis, and that Gemara says that the Medubra there is Bir, because the Bir is a different halacha. What? Let's say I've done the scene of the Truma to a Katan, and the Nesiva says the Katan maybe is not Kaina. The Katan is not Kaina. And it's now Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the seventh year, then I will not have fulfilled the mitzvah of Bir. Bir is only if I did a Hakna. I got to give it to a Kain Gadol, who's Kaina. A Kain Pesach by mitzvah. Kain who's Pesach by mitzvah, he can be Kaina. I have to ask the cotton. Once I gave it to this papa, I have to ask the cotton that he should give a shirt. Yeah, I said he should give a shirt. I asked him to eat it fair. He has to eat it up fair. He's called Pesach. I'm telling him. He says that's the reading of the pasuk. The Yarki HaKadosh Min HaBayis to Gam Nesati. He says I was mocking it out of my Bible. No, no, means haknah, means haknah. He says by truma it doesn't, there is no din that requires haknah. That means making it accessible to the kohen. Should be able to eat it. And here it requires more than that. The beer is not as man. Not that this is the latest man you can fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina. It's a zilagamri, a different mitzvah. So be makna it away to make sure there's haknah. Yeah, the Gemara talks about giving it to a kohen. I don't know if the Mishnah is Gemara. Gemara Sukkah and Gemara Sukkah at the end of Lulu Adot. Right, and the question is how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina by giving to a kohen? Yeah.
We had our own question whether
the person has the right to be mocked. The question we had was whether that's the right to be mocked. Maybe it's the
Therefore,
now the
person
is also
in
a
half. So,
the point
is
to see both, so that he receives also all that it's not the right. Right. If that's another option, it's also the way in the same person has a drasha on the part that goes from Vida Nice, that the person says, what does it mean, Veloshachachti? Rashi quotes, Veloshachachti, al HaMaisis. That's what the Mishnah says. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean, lo shachachti milavarechacho? So the Meforshim on the Gemara ask, Katela. That's a din deraisa that you have to recite a bracha and a first is trumas and nice. All the brichas and mitzvahs along the tachan of the Rabbanon. How can the Mishnah write that that's pshat? That's what you have in mind? So you have to be mitzvah, lo shachachti milavarechacho. That's the pshat in the pasuk. It's very shlech. So there are different pshatim given over here. So the Malbim has quotes of Pshat. The Lashon HaBraisa and Bracha says, the Mishnah says, Lo Shachachti Milavarechacho. That's how Rashi quotes. Lo Shachachti Milavarechacho Alach Rashi's Maisus. But the Lashon HaBraisa and Bracha, for those who remember, is Lo Shachachti Milahaske Shimcho. And one Mandalma says, the Gishah should be Lo Shachachti Milahaske Shimcho Malchusko Allah. There's a Machleik is Amorai, whether Bracha has to have Shem, or Bracha has to have Shem or Malchus. And we pass in a bracha, I call bracha Shem, Hashem, and Malchus, saying a bracha. And Taisa says, even if you have Malchus, you have to say Melech Oilam. You just say Hashem, or Cain, or Melech, and you don't say Melech Oilam. Just is Melech over Medina Israel, so that's not sufficient. It has to be Melech Oilam. You have to have Shem, or Malchus. So the simple reading in the Brice is that the Brice is also talking about Lo Shachachti, Melevarechacho. You have to say a bracha, and in the Nusach HaBracha, you have to be Maske, Shem, or Shem, or Malchus. So the Malbim quotes the Pesach Pirush from Achrayim who say not so. Then there's a Peler de Gezach, the Malbim points out, the Yerushalmi, in the Mishnayis I don't remember that it appears, but in the Yerushalmi they talk about being Machish Chale, Machish Tumeh, that the person should say, Nisach HaRezeh Tumeh L'Hashem. al hakol. Harei the truma l'Hashem al hakol. And we today don't say that. We say harei the truma. We don't say l'Hashem. Most people don't say l'Hashem. Those are long Yerushalmi say harei the truma l'Hashem al hakol. But the normal woman is mafish chala, doesn't say shit. Chala, truma, different things. That doesn't matter what you say. But say truma l'Hashem. Most people do not say that to them. So the Malbimir asks, what happened to the Shem? How come they threw out the bunch? What happened to the Shem? They quote some Achren who say that the answer is that originally before the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, this is a little basic, he's saying that the Yerushalmi spoke in Kodim Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, so before the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was starting to recite a bracha on Afrashah Shem HaMaisri, but they didn't say any bracha. So all they said was the Afrashah. What did they say? I raised a truma. But the Pasuk says, Lo Shachachti means Lo Shachachtim Lo Haskir Shimcha. You have to mention Shem Shamayim in connection with the Kriya Shem. So at that time it was required to mention Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem. That was at that time the Din D'Oraisa. But later, after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin the Birchas HaMitzvah, that you recite a bracha when you put on tzitzis, when you put on tefillin, when you shake a lulav, whenever you do any mitzvah you recite a bracha, so they were also misakin and you say bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Hashekei Rishonim Mishol Tzvanim Al HaParshas Truma. So he mentioning Shem Hashem in connection with the HaParshas Truma. So after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin a bracha with the Shem Shamayim in it, so there's no longer any requirement to mention in the HaParsha in the Kriya Hashem Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem. The Rishonim has the Nusach Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem Al HaKol. That was a carryover from the Doris HaKadmoinim when it was really required Medina Deraisa. And there's not another fact that the women don't say Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem, Harei Zeh Chala L'Hashem, Nish Gefer. You don't have to. There's no need to carry it over because they say a bracha. But he says there is a din deraisa. The din deraisa is that you have to, not that you have to say a bracha. No, Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan. There is a requirement to mention Shem Hashem in connection with the Kriya Hashem of Truma L'Hashem.
Isn't that strange that the Anshei Knesset HaKol go ahead and be Oker din deraisa and Mitzvah deraisa?
Why not? The Yaitse with the bracha. That's what the Mam says. The Yaitse with the Shem Haskar Shem Hashem with the bracha.
But you said the bracha is only the
The requirement to say bracha is only with the Rabbanan. The requirement to mention Shem Hashem in connection with HaFrosh is that's a din d'oraisa. So before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin the bracha, so the people would fulfill the requirement d'oraisa mentioning Shem Hashem in the Kriyas Hashem. They would say Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem Al HaKol. And after the bracha was instituted, so there's no longer any need to say Truma L'Hashem. If you want to, you say it. You shall be put to this, so say many people say it. But there's nothing wrong if the people today don't say it because it's no longer needed. So we recite a bracha, which has the Shem Hashem in connection with the Kriya.
Lo shachachti.
Lo shachachti, the Brisa says in Brachas, Lo shachachti and lahat kishimcha.
All right. All right.
But you have to mention.
So that you forget, you must have to do something that you're able to forget, and that must be a Shem Hashem.
Yeah. So what Rashi writes, Lo shachachti milivorechecho, that's only a drasha in the Rabbanan. But Lo shachachti milahat v'shimcho, that's a real din d'oraisa. That's a real drasha gemara d'oraisa. That's what the Malbim wants. He quotes it, it's not his, he quotes it from, I don't remember who, he quotes it from some Akram.
It's not his editor. Well, we're not sure
it's
nice,
we don't
make a
drasha,
it's not
even
tough.
Okay. Like I say? This instead when you have the Teichachet, the Gemara says that Ezra made a takana that you should lay the Teichachet in Kisava before Rosh Hashanah, you should lay the Teichachet in the Kisai before Shavuot. So this week's Kriya is a double Kima Mitzvah. It's a Kima Mitzvah relating Pashas of Shavuot, and it's also Kima Mitzvah of Takana Sezer to lay the Teichachet. Teichachet has brachas of flawless. First begins with the brachas, then has the flawless. One of the brachas is Bro Kalami Hod Kishem Hashem Yifra Alech Al V'yorum Imekom. Gemara made that pasuk famous. What's the pshat in the pasuk? They quote in the name of the Vilna Goyim. That the pshat in the pasuk is that the Goyim will see the way the Jew acts as a decent human being, the Yaru mi Mekka, and they will learn Yira Shamayim from you. The Yaru mi Mekka. He says that's the Pirusha pasuk, the pshat. They will see Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. They will see the way a Jew acts with the Kiddush Hashem. He's decent, he's clean, he dresses nice, he doesn't cheat on exams. He's honest in business, he doesn't cheat on his wife, he doesn't cheat on his life. He's honest, Elif a Jew. So see an honest person, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. And from that they will learn Yirah Shemayim. The Yaru Mi Mekla. They will gain Yirah Shemayim by just looking at the Jew. That's part of the job of the Jew. That's one of the mitzvahs. The Nevi'im have this a lot. The Kuzari points out the Nevi'im have this, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo sent us into Galus in order that we should be a demonstration to all the human children as to what a human being is supposed to act like. How a decent person with a tzemel hakim is supposed to act. That's the Pshut HaShom Mikra. And the Gemara has Rosh, the Yoram Yimekra, and the Tzimun Shabarosh. That the Goyim will see Shem HaShem Mikra Alecha, that we have Shem HaShem on us. Where do we have Shem HaShem? That we have the Shin on the Bayish HaRosh, and we have the Dalet, Rashi says, on the Keshish HaRosh, and we have the Yud on the Keshish HaYad. So the Gemara says, but Shem HaShem Mikra Alecha goes on the Shalrosh, not on the Shalyad. But if you need all three to make the Shin Dalet Yud, so where is it? So Rashi says, well, two out of three of the letters are on the Shalrosh, the Shin and the Dalet, the Yud is on the Shalyad. So since the Roi Voisiyas HaShem are on the Shalrosh, that's a drush, it's not the Pshut HaShem Mikra. So the Gemara has a drush, Shem HaShem Mikra Alecha, you'll see, and Tyson says it's clearly only as well, because the Dalet and the Yud, the Gemara says, Kesher Shal Tzvim HaMachal Moshe Misinai, so Tyson tells that the Tzura of the Dalet, Tzura of the Yud, that's only with the Rabbanan. The fact that you require that there should be a Kesher, that's the Raisa, that's Kesher Shal Tzvim HaMachal Moshe Misinai. But the fact that it should be the Tzura's Dalet or the Tzura's Yud, Tyson disagrees with Rashi and the Rambam, who say that that too is the Raisa, Tyson tells that that's only with the Rabbanan. That Raisa in the Gemara, that's only with the Rabbanan. But this is only a remnant, it's only a smachta. Or according to Rashi, maybe it is a drasha, but it's not the Pshut HaShem Mikra. The Ro Kalam Yosh Kishem HaShem Mikra Lecha, the Goyim will see that if you have Tulan on the Yoram and Mecca, they will be afraid of you. They'll be afraid to start up with the Jews. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe started the whole Tulan campaign. That the soldiers in the Israeli army and everybody in Crown Heights should wear Tulan, Shalrosh, so that the Arab enemies will be afraid to start up with the soldiers, and the Shvarzer who live in Crown Heights will be afraid to start up with the Chassidim. You should be careful with Tzimah, the Yoram in Mecca. It's because of this Russia that the Gemara claims that Tzimah Shal Rosh have a higher level of Kedusha than Tzimah Shal Yad. All things, that's the same parasha, the same Dalla parasha, Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. So the Gemara says, no, the Shal Rosh has more Kedusha than Shal Yad. And it's not because the Shal Rosh has the Shin. One could have said, because it has the Shin. One could have said, the Dalla in the Yod is only the Rabbanah. So each Shoyan Shalrosh has a Kesher. So the only difference between, it's not that the Shalrosh has a Shin and the Dalet is only the Rabbanim. The Yud is only the Rabbanim. So what's the difference to Shin? According to Tyson, one can have said, well, maybe because the Shalrosh has a Shin, it has one extra letter, or two extra letters, or two Shin, I practice with two Shin, and each side of the Shalrosh, so it has two extra letters of Ksav, so maybe that's why the Shalrosh has more Kedusha. No, the Gemara is the same, it's not so. The Gemara says the Shalrosh only gets more Kedusha after you put on the Shalrosh. The Gemara has a machlokes by the rabbi whether hazmana milsi or hazmana lav milsi. Let's say I buy a tefillin zekel in the store, and I'm bringing it home, and I plan to use this to put my tefillin in. I have an old tefillin zekel that I want to put in shemis, and I'm going to throw it out of the garbage. You have to put in shemis because it's tashmish and kedusha. And I buy a new one, but I didn't yet put the tefillin into the new tefillin zekel. So can I change my mind and use this new tefillin zekel for other purposes? The Gemara says, if you hold like I buy that hazmana milsi. So once I was Mazmine, once I bought it from the store, so it's already called Tashmish Kedusha, and I'm already not permitted to use it to do a call. But since we passed like love, Hazmana Lav Milsi, so it doesn't yet get the Kedusha, doesn't get the status of Tashmish Kedusha, and until after it's actually Mishamish Kedusha, until after I actually put the tefillin in. So the Gemara says that similarly, just like we passed like love, the Hazmana Lav Milsi, so the picture of tefillin, the tefillin that doesn't get the Kedusha, Tashmish Kedusha, until after I actually until it's actually mishamish the purpose of the tzvil, until I actually put the tzvilin in it, so too, the shalrosh has a higher kedusha than the shalyad, only after I actually wear the shalrosh. But if I just made the shalyad and the shalrosh, and I didn't wear the shalrosh yet, then it doesn't yet get that higher level of kedusha. Why not? If it has a higher kedusha, because it has two extra oysters, because it has one extra oyster, it has a shin, two shins on it, but that's right away it has the extra oyster. Let's say the tzvil has a higher level of kedusha than tzvilin. and have an old Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah should bala, and it's no longer kosher, it's rubbed out in the beginning, it's rubbed out in the end, would I be permitted to cut out the Dalet Parashah Shmah V'Hayayim Shmah Kadesh V'Hikliyachah to use them for mezuzah or to use them for tefillin? So the Gemara says no, because Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin. It's a violation of Maridin, which is a din that Raisa learned that from a kosher. So would anybody say that there's only a violation of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin if someone already learned from the Sefer Torah, if they fulfilled the mitzvah? What if someone wrote a Sefer Torah? They never used it for any mitzvah. They wrote it and had a Kedusha Sefer Torah, but they never learned in it. So would anybody say that it didn't yet get the higher level of Kedusha? So in that view, it has a tshuva where he writes that, yeah, that until you lay in the Sefer Torah, until you use it for its mitzvah side, so it's not yet considered a violation of Malam HaKadosh Olam Ridin. So the Kedusha of the Tashmish Kedusha is not Nikma. He says not so. He says that until you lay in from the Sefer Torah, until you do the mitzvah with it, that does not have the full Kedusha. So there was a Rosh Hashiva in Chicago, Yeshiva, years ago, Rav Chaim Korb. He passed away 40 years ago. His grandson is a dying in Berkeley. So he has a Seva and Yeshiva's Chaim, has Kedusha Manshat, but he has an attack against the Nebbi Yehuda that our Soleshi thought was right, against this Nebbi Yehuda, not against every Nebbi Yehuda. This one he doesn't like. So he says, what do you mean? When you write a Sefer Torah, you're finished. So it already has the Kedusha Sefer Torah. The level of Kedusha is already higher than that of Tzimun. So it's already a violation of Maridin. Aye, but why doesn't saying Gemara that Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin only applies to a Shalosh if he's already worn the Shalosh? So that you have to say is a special din of Shalyad and Shalosh. That's what the Chazanish also writes in a Sefer HaMenachos. Chazanish HaMenachos. He says that's a special din. Because basically the Tzimun of Shalyad and Shalosh is exactly the same thing. Aye, this has a shin, that doesn't have a shin. It's not enough to give it a higher level of Kedusha just because it has shin. This pasuk tells us, "Kishem Hashem Mikra Lecha V'Yorim Mimeka Eilat Tchilas Shabarosh." The Gemara Darshin, it's not Pshuta Shal Mikra. The Gemara Darshin that somehow the Tchilas Shabarosh have this gula that the Tchilas Shal Yad don't have. That somehow the going gets frightened from the Jews. Yorim Mimeka, they'll be afraid of the Jews. Okay, this is Mechusa. Okay, that's the place it says. So it says this is Mechusa and that's Megula, and that's why they can only see that. They only see the Shalosh, they can't see the Shalosh.
So we have a
monk that's not
mentioned whether it actually has to be covered or not, but it's a few
months. Even if it doesn't have to be covered, the Gemara says it does not have to be covered. The Gemara says Mechusa does not have to be covered. Mecholios, Zolacheliyos, by the Shalosh, that means you put it in the Makom. That's usually covered. But even if you don't cover it, it's still hard to see the shalyan. When people are done with a jacket, it's covered with a jacket. It's hard to see because it's in between the arm and the body. The shalosh is exposed.
Maybe I'm thinking, maybe the smartest thing like this is since you are in the metro, and that's because of the shalyan, because we were able to be more careful from washing the site. Maybe you cut it out, we get the person out and then we get to the risha.
And with
the
Tzol Shalosh,
it means like that,
that
you're on the
Mechdal
from the
Mitzvah Shalosh,
from the
Mitzvah
Shalosh.
Isn't the Mitzvah
Shalosh
Shalosh?
Yeah.
You have to understand, when you have to get the Shalosh, then it's not the same throne, so you wear it. The yard method, something
happens. The
yard method
is the other way. The
yard
method teaches us that the special
Kedusha
comes because of
the Levisha. Okay, because of the Shalosh. Because of the Shalosh, and not because of the Shalyad.
Right.
So that's what the Havani says. It's only by Shalyad and Shalosh that the Gemara says you have to have Dafke after he wore the Shalosh. And only if you're like a bai that has mana nusri, so you were masmin to wear it, so then there's already a din of maridin even before you wear it. But we pass from like a bai has mana lan nusri. So up until the time that you actually wear the Shalosh, It doesn't have that high level of Kedusha, you would be able to switch the parasha of Kedusha.
You were to show Yad, and you didn't want to show Rosh.
Yes.
The show Yad has a higher Kedusha than you show Rosh, and it will be the people.
So Rosh gets an additional level of Kedusha when the person wears by wearing it. The Mesivis has a long drush on this week's seven, it's Sefer Machlat Yaakov. He was a rabbi in a community. He had a whole bit of blushes and shit. There's a long drush that others quote in his name and others quote not in his name. It's a famous drush that appears in other svarim as well. On the pasuk at the end of it, you have the brachas and the klavas. The first you start with the brachas, and the last pasuk is loisasim kol advar mashanechem misad eschan hayom yom in esmol lalechas achareim achem liyogdam. And then it is the hayom loisishma b'kav Hashem lakecho. Then goes the klavas. So this last pasuk is very striking. Russian, he points out. You shouldn't be so young and small, but lechas achar lehim achem liyogdam. It sounds like the Gemara that we learned. That if we're going to give in to the goyim to violate the takana of Rabbanu to get married on Wednesday, it's going to lead right away to Avodah Zarah. Lechas yom and small, it says you're not allowed to deviate, not to the right, not to the left, shouldn't deviate a kosher to the right or to the left, because this will lead directly to worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. So he quotes the many agadas and many mamari chazal, that in order to sin is very easy, and in order to do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim is very hard, you have to work very hard. So it gives a mashal, let's say someone is on the roof. So if you want to cause the person to fall down from the roof, let's say standing on a trap door, all you have to do is open up the door and the guy's going to fall down. Or let's say the guy's on the ground and you want him to go up to the roof, you can't just open a trap door and he's going to fly up. You have to climb up the steps. So to do an aliyah, to go higher, you have to climb up the steps. So having your reed is very easy. Just fall, and you fall down. Very simple. So he says that's the pshat in the Gemara. And the Gemara has a lashon habol etayer, the sayin of Islam. Habol etamei poskin lo. But if a person wants to sin, poskin lo. They'll open up the door to sin. If he wants to do mitzvahs, the sayin also they'll help him. So why is the shinui lashon? So everybody says pshat differently. Everybody says the shinui lashon means that if a person wants to sin, they'll allow you to sin from heaven. They'll let you sin, but they won't help you sin. But if the person wants to do mitzvah, then the sign also to help him. He says, no, it doesn't mean that. Because if the person wants to sin, they have to help him to sin also. If the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, the guy can drop dead on the spot, and he can disappear into thin air. If the Rebbeinu Shlom keeps on preserving everybody alive, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives him the chiyus, he gives him the ability to do the sin. He gives him the ability, he gives him the chance to do the sin. He can cause him to get sick then, he can cause him to die. So the Rebbeinu Shlom helps him both times. So why does he hear the sign law and hear it so close to him? So he's in Toshit. In order to do an Avera, the Avera is right there. All you have to do is poskala, open up the door, and the guy will fall right into the sin. Like the guy is on the roof, and you open up the trap, he'll fall right down. So all you have to do is, if the person is interested in sinning, is poskala, they open up the trap, and he right away falls down. But if the person, habolatari, wants to do mitzvah, then you can't just say, open the door, and let him do the mitzvah. You have to be in the sign off, you have to climb up the stairs in order to get higher. In order to do mitzvah is hard. And then he calls the
Chagai Hanavi gave Mutter to Bnei. Chagai Hanavi said something, and it's unclear what he was driving at. But the Gemara in Shochim, in the first verse of Shochim,